When 28-year-old Randy Gontz left the Air Force 4 years ago, he was hypervigilant.
I was in a job in the military that required you to be on your game 24/7 and be on the lookout and really be just aware of all your surroundings. So, you know, going out in crowded areas, where there's a lot of people, I was always just, you know, looking at people's hands and their pockets. What are they carrying? What are they doing? You know, why are they fidgeting and things like that.
But he didn't care much for the daily cocktail of 6 or 7 pills his veteran affairs doctor prescribed him. Instead, he turned to cannabis, a medicine his fellow veterans were also taking.
And then within a month, I left all my pills behind and started using cannabis.
Gontz obtained his medical cannabis card here in Hawaii 2 years ago. But when the state's dispensary program rolled out, he wanted to get a taste of what they're about.
They're clean, they're presentable, they feel very professional when you're there. They're very knowledgeable about the products. I mean, it feels like a very medical environment.
But he admits he forgoes the dispensaries because the price point's just not there. Instead, he either makes his own cannabinoid or CBD oils or gets CBD pills from this lady.
My name is Mei Lavon Fui Ma'ono Po. I'm a family nurse practitioner and the medical director at the Malie Cannabis Clinic.
Fui Ma'ono Po has been running her Honolulu clinic for almost a year and a half.
Okay, is next week Tuesday okay?
Yes.
In that time, she's seen an estimated 1,300 patients, and typically her patients need help navigating the system.
You know, your auntie and uncle who might have used cannabis in the 60s or 70s, but, you know, raised their family, stopped, and now they have arthritis or they have cancer or, you know, they have some type of symptom that they want to treat with cannabis.
She goes over different methods of cannabis, how to dose, and basically, where to start.
Thank you.
One of the biggest issues for her patients is finding alternatives to smoking. Under state law, dispensaries cannot produce edible forms of medical cannabis, so she imports these.
We have the oils and we also have the capsules. So it's kind of just depending on people's preference.
Overall, Fui Ma'ono Po says she's happy with the progress of Hawaii's medical dispensary program.
You know, bless our dispensaries. They have really, really jumped through a lot of hoops to get to where they're at. I think that, you know, from the delays from the state and, you know, certifying labs and just, you know, if you followed it for the past year and a half, it's been a lot.
And there's still a lot more to go. Patients on Hawaii Island and Kauai are still without a dispensary. Ku'uwehi Hiraishi, HPR News.